commission meeting for, sorry, I got a sneeze coming on, for today, Wednesday, January 17th for Harriman City. Appreciate everybody being here. We'll go ahead and call this meeting to order, and we'll begin with a Pledge of Allegiance led by our own Lauren to provide that to us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We do have a full quorum present tonight. We also have one of our alternates online. Preston is with us online as well. So we have one item on the agenda today, and just ask if there are any conflicts of interest with this item. I doubt it, considering the nature of it. So we'll move on. We'll move on to item 3.4, which is an approval of minutes for our December 20th, 2023 Planning Commission meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for December 20th, 2023.
We have a motion by Heather.
I'll second.
And second by Brody. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, those minutes are approved. We'll move on to item 4.1. Michael, which will lead us in a discussion on and consideration of a proposed amendment to the Harriman City Annexation Declaration Policy.
This agenda item is really a way of just communicating with the general public and those interested, affected entities that the city is updating its annexation declaration policy. This is something that is required by state code. The city currently has, let me turn this on, an existing annexation declaration map. As I mentioned in the staff report, there's been some recent annexations into South Jordan, and the state's interest in having cities declare what our interests might be in future annexation is trying to coordinate or try to reduce overlapping annexation declarations where possible. So that is really what is driving this update, is the actions that have happened around us. So this is essentially the proposed map. You can see everything that we're identifying is now south of 118th South. Still goes to the county line on our west side, and then also down along our south side of the city, as well as over here on the south east quadrant of the city. This is basically maintaining our existing annexation policy. The state statute does specify our process for doing this. We had to mail a notice to all registered affected entities with the city, letting them know that we're having this meeting tonight. We're going to provide a 10-day public comment period from those affected entities. And we will advertise a 14-day public hearing notice. We're anticipating that will be at your next official Planning Commission meeting, not the joint meeting on the fifth Wednesday of this month, but your first meeting in February. We will have a public hearing on this proposal, and then you would make a recommendation to the city council. Interestingly enough, the state code will require that the city council also hold a public hearing on the annexation policy. And again, we're not actually doing any annexations with this. It's just the policy amendment itself. And then the council will have the opportunity to make the final decision. Once that policy is amended, we will file that document with the, I think it's with the state and the county. Now we're doing all of this because, as I mentioned in a work meeting, there has been some discussion. The city does own some property, large, it's open space that we've acquired that is outside of our city limits. And there's been some interest potentially of just trying to annex some land that the city controls into our city boundary. But that may affect other properties that we don't control. So we'll talk more about that. But so we may see an annexation request later this year that would be reviewed by the commission and council.
My question for you: does like fire and police want to have this annexation map? How does that kind of affect their responsibilities?
It doesn't. doesn't have any operational impact at all on their how the city or the county currently responds to emergency requests.
I was just curious where it showed kind of like part of up like Butterfield Canyon and some of those places.
It just is saying this is a possible, you know, annexation area. As you maybe, you probably know already, typically when we have been entertaining requests for annexation, it's been initiated by private property owners. Cities may initiate, which again, that's what we're anticipating doing with some property that the city has already purchased, open space property. But it's generally driven or initiated by private property owners. And then the question is okay, when somebody's asking the city for annexation, are they within our declaration area? That's one of the things that we can kind of review the request for. And then anticipating potential annexation, you know, what is the zoning designation upon annexation? And so, yeah, and at that point in time, we might start looking at impacts on services, potential development, but the policy amendment has no effect on our obligation or current management of services.
Asking another question. So when we declare this annexation area, does a property need to be touching already a piece of property that's within the city, or does the annexation help say, okay, this property wants to annex even though they're not touching the boundary that's currently in our city limits?
So the state code is working to eliminate islands. Mm-hmm. So there are a number of cities who will have a non-contiguous, you know, mm-hmm. grouping of parcels that are sandy, still has this condition. So we're working to avoid that. Hopefully an annexation is all contiguous with our current city boundaries. Sometimes you might see something that it looks like a peninsula, mm-hmm. and that's maybe okay if there are, you know, maybe there's geographic reasons for that, or but in the past there's been some efforts on cities to kind of cherry pick. So like, okay, we'll annex that area because there's a commercial center there. Yeah. We want the revenue, but we don't want the responsibility of providing services to other parts of the unincorporated areas of that neighborhood.
I think that's the
definition. So the idea is, hey, if you're going to do an annexation, it needs to be reasonable, logical. We have to defend why we're doing this but not that. Yeah. And when you start doing islands and peninsulas, it becomes, you know, something that would bear a little more scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
I got a crazy question. Could you go back to the map real quick?
You want the current one?
Well, you know, the next one.
Okay.
That one. There's this little piece north central of that that's not enclosed, little, right between the blue and the red there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's is that part of South Jordan's declaration?
South Jordan.
Declaration area?
You're talking about this little
piece right on the top, the north end, right in the middle. That notch there. Yeah.
Yeah, that is what's going into South Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was.
Daybreak South Jordan.
Daybreak South Jordan. Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure that I understood that.
Michael, I had a question on this. So the two blue areas are what we're talking about, right?
Yes. Yeah. The blue areas. Obviously, the red is our current boundary as a city.
Are they both Salt Lake County then?
This is all Salt Lake County.
And then on this side, is that forestry? Is that what that's considered, or?
Yeah, it's basically just, you know, foothills, open space. We've got Kennecott, obviously has, you know, interest in here in their buffer. But yeah, this is all still Salt Lake County.
And the bottom, that is Camp Williams or not Camp Williams?
Does it include Camp Williams? Okay. No, because they're, yeah. It includes some of their land, but it's not the actual physical camp. This is more like their buffer or their range, their training areas. Again, we're not, this is, if you go back to, or I'll go back, you can see that we had that in our previous annexation declaration. So that's mm-hmm. that hasn't changed. That's the same.
So Michael, why on the previous map,
shows just a little sliver of Harriman City that overlaps the Utah County line. Is that because we acquire in whole parcels? So if somebody owns 20 acres, you buy the, or you annex the whole 20 acres, not just up to the county line?
Typically that is true. But I must admit, I have not noticed that previous map. And you'll see that that's not really reflected in this one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess maybe we had a boundary change there, but this predates me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Blake's not here, is he? But I can research and find out what the history is on that one. But this is our current boundary here.
We're like Draper. Yeah. I'm trying to be like Draper.
Michael, is it common for a city to own land outside their city boundary?
It's not uncommon. No. In fact, we have property, I believe, in Bluffdale, and they have some property in our limits. And sometimes it's for operational purposes, like maybe a well, for example. In this case, we have been using some of the federal money to acquire open space to protect, to create buffers and trying to preserve some of the foothills. Obviously, that money is being provided by the federal government to also create a buffer for Camp Williams.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Thanks.
Okay. And when I've said we've acquired it, it's we've used those federal dollars to, acquire, to control some of this property. If it weren't for the ACUB program, we wouldn't be doing that. So.
Any other questions for Michael? So it looks like we need to continue this item officially because it is open for a public hearing, seeing that there's nobody here.
Not
from the
public hearing tonight.
Okay, it says
it'll
that on the agenda.
Be next, yeah.
Okay, it says it on the agenda, but not tonight.
Yeah,
okay,
sorry.
Perfect. No, that's fine, so we don't have to do anything by way of public hearing, so that's good. With that, I will entertain a motion to continue this until... Do we want to go ahead and continue it to date or without?
Yeah, you can say February 7th.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. So.
All right. So do I have a motion to continue this?
I'll make a motion to continue item 4.1, with the date of February 7th.
Okay. I have a motion by Brody.
I'll second.
Second by Heather. Call for a vote. Brody.
Yes.
Heather.
Yes.
Jackson.
Yes.
Tara.
Yes.
Daryl.
Yes.
Andrea.
Yes.
All right. We'll go ahead and continue that item for 3 weeks from now. Okay. Any comments from Planning Commission members? All right. Future meetings, City Council meeting next week. We will have a joint City Council and Planning Commission 2 weeks from now on the 31st, and then we'll reconvene on February 7th. So I'll take or entertain a motion to adjourn.
We want a motion to adjourn and reconvene.
Adjourn and reconvene our work session. Thank you. Don't speak all at once.
I'll make a motion to adjourn and reconvene.
I'll second our work session.
All right, we have a motion. That sounds great. Motion by Heather, second by Jackson. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, we'll go ahead and reconvene our work.